This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's COVID-19 picture continues to improve. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The seven-day statewide positivity rate dropped to 4% Monday. That's the lowest it's been since mid-July. At the peak of the Omicron wave just 6 weeks ago, the rate was at a record high of nearly 30%. 348 people are now hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's a decline of more than 1,300 since mid-January. Hospital staffing is getting better, too, though more slowly. 40% of hospitals say they anticipate a staffing shortage in the next week. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has filed a lawsuit against companies that use toxic chemicals known as PFAS. The action is against 15 manufacturers of firefighting foam that use these chemicals. The complaint argues the companies knew or should have known that their products cause harm to the environment and human health. The state has found PFAS in water samples across Colorado. The chemical is associated with serious disease, including an increased risk of cancer. The Russian government isn't just waging a physical war in Ukraine. It's beginning to engage in cyber warfare, too. Elizabeth Van Huy Davis is an international politics professor at the Colorado School of Mines.
NATO have made it very clear that if Russia decides that it wants to spread its cyber attacks beyond Ukraine, that we will respond in kind.
Cybersecurity experts are warning people around the world to be particularly wary of phishing emails. They can cause data leaks and lock people out of important accounts if opened. This is CPR News and KRCC. President Joe Biden will deliver his first State of the Union address this evening at 7. We'll air that live.